Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. In case you missed it a moment ago, yes, all clear at the courthouse. Roads are back open, confirmed both from ECSO and from PPD, so that's all good news. And, you know, as Mike said, a lot of times these things just turn out, most of the time these things just turn out to be nothing. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us on a Thursday. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, well, let me tell you something. I live in Gulf Breeze, and I keep hearing a lot of emergency vehicles responding and probably going to that Garson Point fire. So, I mean, it has, you just hear them constantly. So, you know, although they say that 60% contained, it sounds like there's maybe a press to, you know, contain a little bit more. So I do hear a lot of emergency vehicles right now.
Gotcha. You also have a story in the paper today about the fishing upgrades. Is that right?
Yeah. So we've been hearing about these fishing upgrades, and then at the Monday meeting, city council members were given some of the designs that were made by Baskerville Donovan. It's not all the way complete, but they showed like kayak launches, a place for an ice machine, a fishing a fish cleaning station that they're going to have down at Shoreline Park. Also, some upgrades are going to be over at Woodland Park, including restrooms and the kayak launch there. It's going to be really, really nice. So most of this money is coming from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Very good.
And this was a grant that they got for fishing upgrades. So very, very good.
We'll take that. Oriole Beach Boat Ramp is getting some upgrades.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. American Rescue Plan money is giving a lot of things that are going to be happening in the South End. One of them is the Oriole Beach Boat Ramp. And if you are a boater, you know that that needs to be done very, very much. So that's going to be one of the good things that comes out of it. But also a lot of road paving, a lot of other events. So thank goodness for the American Rescue Plan, because that's going to be something we really, really need.
You know, it's funny, but, you know, people who don't think kind of like at a 30,000-foot view about these things, but it's real obvious. If you close down the boat launch over there on the park that's on the 3 mile bridge, which is not available, you're going to shuffle more traffic to the other ones. And so the other ones that were already busy are going to get accelerated decrepitude because they're overuse, and it's going to cause other problems. So, you know, these are all, you know, all byproducts, so to speak, of the one thing. And of course, the popularity of boating. You guys have a story about Spring Fest, which the makeup date is Saturday. Is that right?
Makeup day is Saturday. And I think the weather is going to be great. So looking forward to that. They're going to have entertainment. There's so many activities for the kids. I mean, there's bounce houses. There's rock climbing walls. There's, you know, like all these demonstrations. Lots of things for the adults. There's going to be bands playing from 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock. We're going to have all kinds of little browsing. You can look at all the vendors. They're going to have, I think, food, beverages. I mean, it is a really fun day. It's sort of like the old-fashioned, you know, community, you know, go together like a fair kind of a situation. And also at 8 o'clock, you're going to have a really fantastic fireworks display. So try to be there for that fireworks display. Yes.
And that will be going on at the same time throughout the day, as we have that Saturday is also Derby Day, right? Are you a dress up for Derby Day gal?
Well, I'm actually going to a Derby party tonight.
Oh,
so I'm excited
nice.
About that. Yeah, too many things happening on Saturday.
Do you have a big hat?
Yeah, Derby. So I do have a big hat. Yes.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that. But I have a friend who is a Kentucky native, Louisville native, and she has told us all about how it's celebrated in Louisville and how you know, what the correct pronunciation is and how to what you drink on this date versus this date and the races. And we have lots of recipes. It's going to be really fun. I mean, if you really want to enjoy the Derby, you know, and have a great time with it. So look at the paper for that.
The closest I get to Derby participation is last night I had a mint julep, and my big hat, my biggest hat, say things like St. Louis Cardinals on them. So that's where we go. You got the land development code. The county's going to work on this Monday. It's going to be a nice short 8-hour meeting, right?
Oh, well, you know, there's so much tension about the land development and how we just are, you know, putting so many houses and not really protecting the land. So there is a workshop on Monday, May the 8th. Now, today, if you want to submit some input, today is the day, and you will contact Sean Ward. We've got his email address in the paper. So, but you have to do that by 12 o'clock today.
And you also
so last... Do you have any ideas?
Oh, no, and there's going to be lots of... And this is... It is a lot. I mean, it's a lot, the Land Development Code, to figure out, because it's so hundreds of pages. And then last thing, good news note, girls volleyball, right?
Yes, our girls volleyball team won district, and this is their first year, and it's such a nice thing. I talked to Dr. Karen Barber the other day, and she was talking about how this is one of the things they did all these polling, asking the students, what do you want? And this was one of the things they wanted, beach volleyball, and they brought it in, and now we won district.
I think that's amazing.
That is yay for Dr. Karen Barber.
I know. What a great addition to the sports lineup in Gulf Breeze. That's fantastic. Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday. Great newspaper. Lisa, as always, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, I will see you in the breeze.
You bet. Candy now has got traffic on the fives.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
For the next 6 minutes.
That's what it seems like, right? Be careful on the roads. A lot of accidents today. Copper Road and Davis Highway now showing an accident, but it looks like that may have been moved off to the side. I'm not showing a roadblock there. Chiefs Way, New Warrington Road near the BK and the Sonic on the west side of Pensacola showing an accident with no roadblock. Same thing downtown, East Chase Street, North 11th, as your North 11th Avenue, right before the 3 Mile/General Chappie James Bridge accident, not showing a roadblock there. I am showing a roadblock on Gulf Beach Highway and Brigadier Street after an accident this morning. Very slow eastbound. Berry Hill Road, Glover Lane, street light out in Milton. So caution there. Fender Bender, Highway 29. This is northbound at Roberts Road. That's slow southbound on 29. Disabled vehicle on 87 South, just before South Lynn, off the roadway. So that shouldn't cause any problems. 29 in the Atmore Conoff and Molino showing an accident. So it's slow eastbound as you're getting onto 29 and East Bay Boulevard and Navarre closed south of Coppell as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have something to add or a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when you're thinking about getting that next home or selling the home that you're in, you want to get a good realtor who's going to get you the best price and get the deal done quickly, ideally, right? And I always talk about Christina Leavenworth as a great sales agent, which is true, okay? She will get your house sold, possibly above list price, possibly in just a couple of days. That seems to be kind of a track record that she's got with the way that she's figured out how to do things, but also on the buying side, because you think, who would be in the best position to help buy a house? Well, it's somebody who knows what a buyer is or what a seller is thinking, right? What kind of offers are they likely to get? What kinds of things make a bid more appealing or less appealing? And she knows that cold, because she knows the sell side so cold, that she can really help you with the buying side, even on new construction. That's something that they've been able to do recently. So whether you're buying or you're selling, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Bands on the Beach and the Blue Angel Air Show are just a few of the fun things that Pensacola Beach has to offer. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Robbie Schrock from the Santa Rosa Island Authority brings you up to date on all the happenings on Pensacola Beach. Get all the info you need for a fun and safe summer on Pensacola Beach.